Hey, Dion and Blake here from Saturday Night Movie Sleepovers, and we love movies. But what about all that magic that goes into making those special movies? On American Innovations, host Steven Johnson talks about the history behind all the greatest scientific and technical innovations that came to be in the past century. The airplane, artificial intelligence, you name it, he's talked about it.
And I don't think it's any secret that one of the other things we love is Star Wars. And on the latest season of American Innovations, they're taking a look at the pioneering cinema technology behind the iconic film and the iconic series. On our show, you've heard us talk about guys like Phil Tippett, Ben Burtt, and Dennis Muren, and how George Lucas had to essentially create entirely new businesses and technology to bring his vision to the screen. And now on American Innovations, you can dive into the history of all that movie magic deeper than ever before.
Here's a preview of American Innovations where you get to hear how they created the sound of the lightsaber.
And while you're listening, go subscribe to American Innovations wherever you listen to Saturday Night Movie Sleepovers, or find a link in this episode's notes. Roll it!
It's the spring of 1975 at the University of Southern California, and 27-year-old Ben Burtt is on a mission. With a microphone in one hand and a portable tape recorder slung over his shoulder, he checks his watch. Almost 6 o'clock. Uh-oh. Burtt begins to jog, then the jog becomes a run. They usually lock the room at 6, and time is running out. Burtt sprints across USC's campus, but the stupid 25-pound recorder is weighing him down. Burtt knows this campus well. He got his master's in film here, so he takes all the shortcuts. Sweating, he finally reaches his destination, the screening room. The door is shut. Locked. He spots a nearby janitor and hurries over.
Hey, excuse me, hold on a second, just please, I got a favor to ask you.
Yep.
Do you have keys to the screening room over there? I just need to get in for a minute. Could you open it up? I used to go here. Probably still got my student ID in my wallet somewhere.
All right. But just 10 minutes, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Burtt rushes into the screening room. He's been here many, many times before and knows exactly what he's looking for. He walks to the back of the screening room and spots it. The projector. He doesn't need to thread it with film. He's not here to watch a movie. All he needs is the projector itself. He pulls the tape recorder from his shoulder, sets it down, and hits record. And then he turns on the projector. He sits there for a moment, enjoying the sound of the motor. It sounds just like he remembered. Not many people would get this excited over the sound of a projector running with no film in it. But not many people are sound designers with a job on their very first big movie. Burtt now has the last component he needs. Once he gets home, he rushes over to his desk. There are tapes stacked high, a couple more recorders strewn about. He selects a tape labeled Tube Buzz, loads it into one of the recorders, and hits play. Ben got that piece of tape from recording the sound of his TV's cathode ray tube with a slightly damaged microphone. He thinks that buzzing, with an edge to it that sounds dangerous, plus the magical and mysterious hum of the projector motor combined, might just be the answer. Burtt closes his eyes, shuts them tight. He tries to picture it. The image that was on the wall of the office where George Lucas and Gary Kurtz gave him the job. It was a concept painting by Ralph McQuarrie, Luke holding his weapon as he faced off against the film's villain, Darth Vader. Burtt instantly had an instinct for how the weapon should sound. He could hear it in his mind. He now plays the two tapes at the same time, adjusting the pitch. There it is. Now that is the sound of a lightsaber. It is the first sound effect that Ben Burtt creates for his first film as a professional sound designer, a film the world will one day know as Star Wars.
That was just a preview of American Innovations.
To listen to the rest of this episode and more, go find American Innovations on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now.